right to food, food security, or food sovereignty, whatever the buzzwords are used. These all words basically mean that each individual has right to get adequate, healthy, and nutrient food to feed oneself. Food insecurity today has been challenged to feed the increasing population in the globe, and various campaigns have been undertaken to address this very food uncertainty. One of such campaigns is Slow Food Movement. This movement was founded by Carlo Petrini in Italy in 1986. It's said to be an alternative to rapidly growing fast food culture. This campaign today is expanded to over 150 countries around the globe. What is the purpose of this campaign? The founder of Slow Food Sápmi, the Slow Food Movement in Sweden, Anneli Johnson says,
"Food we eat and produce should be good, clean and fair. Good because we need to cherish it and it will taste good. Clean, that we don't have additives to the food. It's natural. And not only produce, but also when it grows, if you're a farmer. And fair is that consumers should pay what it costs to produce this food."
Right to food is not merely for those who cannot feed, but equally concerned for those who are dependent on land and agriculture. Therefore, the food sovereignty is very important for everyone, says American indigenous rights activist Winona Logic.
"You can't say that you are sovereign unless you can feed yourselves, which I think is really important, because as indigenous people, we always fed ourselves. And we took very good care of ourselves and our families, and the people who came to visit, the Europeans or the colonizers, we fed them too. And now today we often do no longer feed ourselves. We buy their food and we are not doing well because of it. We are sick, we are fat, we don't live as long, and we're not healthy."
The Constitution of Nepal guarantees that every individual shall have right to food sovereignty as per the law of the country. But many Nepalese go to bed every day with empty stomach. The right to food has been ridiculous. According to Kumar Yatrutama, a farmer from eastern part of Nepal who is also a food rights activist,
"Hami Nepali rulai khadyanna abhav hunuma khas garera tin char karanharu chhan.
There are mainly three poor reasons for food insecurity in Nepal. Firstly, it is because of people have ignored traditional food items and liked eating junk food. Secondly, people in villages left farming as food items are easily found in market. Thirdly, farmers have got less return from farming, thus are attracted in other job rather than farming. Fourthly, traditional food items have not yet been identified and promoted. Moreover, today's generation lacks knowledge and skills on farming. Therefore, because of these reasons, I believe we have been facing food insecurity in Nepal."
मलाई लाग्छ यिनै कारणले हाम्रोमा खाद्य अभाव भएको हो कि जस्तो लाग्छ।
Today, the number of patients with high blood pressure, sugar, anemia have increased around the world. Health experts opine that it is because of food that we eat every day. Physician and associate professor at the University of California, Dr. Daphne Miller, says that the traditional food items produced by indigenous community are medicinal.
"First and foremost, the food is delicious and healthy. But what is amazing to me is as I started to learn more about traditional diets, I realized that foods that are grown together, for example, in Latin America, the corn and the rice and the squash, are very complementary in terms of their nutrients, and they also are very complementary in terms of the nutritional needs of the soil. So our bodies and the soil have very much the same needs. If you wanted to do it on a scientific level, I could break it down into things like, you know, zinc and vitamin A and vitamin C and all of that, but that there actually are herbs and wild foods and even foods that are grown that are medicinal in their qualities for lowering blood pressure, lowering blood sugar, lowering stress, and so on."
Indigenous knowledge and skills are well acknowledged worldwide. It is because of their effectiveness in producing crops which are resilient. Helianti Hilman, founder of Javara, an Indonesian organization working in food biodiversity, highlighting indigenous food production system, says,
Basically, if we look into the indigenous agriculture or food production system, it's based on spiritualism. So it means that they will not harm the soil, they will not harm the environment, they will not harm the other living creatures like the animals who also live surrounding us. And also, it's not about the volume of the productivity of their land, but whether the food is being blessed or not. So if you see in the modern agriculture, everybody is talking about how many tons you can get in a per hectare. But for them, it's not about the quantity, but it's about the quality of being blessed, because we believe that it's the food is being blessed by the divine.
Indigenous peoples are dependent on natural resources and agriculture. Majority of them are self-reliant. They have some practices which is something that the today's science has to learn, says Dhrupad Chaudhary, Adaptation to Climate Change Initiative Coordinator at the International Center for Integrated Mountain Development, ICIMOD, highlighting the study conducted by ICIMOD.
We did an extensive survey across three countries, in India, in Bhutan, and in Nepal. Right? It covered around 90 villages. What we found, interestingly, was quite a lot of diversity in terms of crops. What the indigenous community have is, they have the building blocks of stress-tolerant crops because they have a lot of diversity in terms of agro-biodiversity which is there. So in terms of food security, there were sufficient resources that could meet the nutritional and food requirements of the people. Most of the communities are dependent on themselves. Now when you look at their practices, many of their practices are very sustainable. Right, they are dependent on the natural resources which are there. Their practices take in the philosophy of depending and working with nature. Right, they're not exploiting resources, they're rather harvesting and managing the resources. I think this is very important, and this is something that modern science has to learn from and strengthen.
Indigenous people's practice is consistent with nature. They do not harm to nature, rather they best utilize and manage the nature. This is something that the world community needs to learn to address food security. This segment is a part of an audio series highlighting the importance of communication as a major tool for development. It has been produced with the support of the World Association of Community Broadcasters and the Food and Agriculture Organizations of the United Nations.